Keats Auto Center High School Football Scoreboard Show. Coach's Hotline tonight. Sean Burks of Audubon joining us as the Wheelers get a win over Lennox 58-20. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Good. Anytime you win a playoff game, you can't be too mad.
No, of course not. I know a little bit of a different. I mean, obviously you guys scored first, and then they returned one for a kickoff. But from there, you guys really started to clamp down, as you are known to do. I guess, what are your thoughts on tonight's performance?
Yeah, offense was a little bit clunky early. We had to put some drives together, missed a few assignments. But, we talked about it. What they were going to do was something we hadn't seen in a while, just kind of the way our scores had lined up. We knew they were going to throw some haymakers at us and try some twists and blitzes and different stuff. So, early on, offense was still getting us some adjustments done. And we marched it down and scored and then gave up that kick return. That didn't sit well with any of us. And eight-man football, you kick the ball to a kid as good as Stokes, and one or two people get out of their lane, and bad things happen, and we saw it firsthand. But from that point on, I thought we really, after we had the first drive jitters out on offense, defense all night was outstanding. I think we gave up a total of, 60 yards or something on the whole night. At halftime, I don't know that they had positive rush yards. We had multiple turnovers and a punt return touchdown. Just, I thought our defense was outstanding, carrying the load, and offense did enough. And special teams after that blip was pretty darn good, including a punt return touchdown.
Yeah, and I think it was. I think they had negative 5 yards at halftime, if I remember correctly. Tonight, Mason Kasperbauer goes for 165 and 3 touchdowns. Really, it seems like week to week, it could be him or Kiergaard or Christensen could have a big night, or Wessel could have a big night. Do you have an idea of kind of how you're going to attack, or is it just kind of a feel thing?
It's really just take what they're giving you. They were keying on the weak side quarterback trap game, so we just kind of kept handing the running back sweep on the strong side. And Mason does such a good job of understanding blocks, setting up his blocks, and Lennox, as aggressive as they were, there's a couple times where he had to cut back, and he sees that so well. He puts his foot in the ground really, really well. He's really built to run our buck sweep, and he runs when he gets those shoulders turned and gets downhill. He's tough, and he earned some hard yards tonight, ran really, really well. Happy for the kid. He got dinged up a few weeks ago. He's been doing a little more blocking, being a little more decoy. Tonight, he did it all. And he had 2 interceptions on the defensive side, led us on the ground, on the offensive side, had a really nice 2-point conversion catch. And Mason's a kid that deserves it. He does a lot of the dirty work for us, first-year starter. He's one of those kids that's such a team-first kid and really loves the game and loves his teammates, and has transformed his body over the course of a couple of years, and he's earned the right to have his name known on Friday nights.
Yeah. Audubon, again, a winner 58-20. Keats Auto Center High School Football Scoreboard Show. Coach's Hotline tonight with the head coach for the Wheelers, Sean Burks. Coach, you guys are moving on. What does this kind of look like, tomorrow, 10 a.m.? You find out who you're going to play, and maybe even the process starts tonight, I suppose.
Yeah, we started that about 5 weeks ago. Okay. We started pulling in film of some various teams, just with an idea of who would have, and we pulled the Lennox film early. One of my assistant coaches had already entered all their stuff and had that entered, so we just had one game to enter. So luckily we guessed right there. We'd had a few other teams we pulled in a few games on, but we'll do the same thing. We've got a few teams we started pulling film on, trying to kind of balance it a little bit so we don't have to break down 8 games tomorrow. As long as we get one of the 2 or 3 teams we think we're going to get, we'll be able to send some stuff off to our kids immediately and then start going from there as a staff, trying to get those broken down. But we're really big on, and it really doesn't change on a normal week, as long as the games are both on Fridays. And we're not going to see the kids again until Monday. And as a staff, we typically don't meet over the weekend either. Occasionally it'll be kind of a, hey, let's get together in Burks' basement and watch the Iowa game and look at it a little bit. But overall, it's really, you do what you need to take care of. You have your family this weekend. You've got a wedding. You've got to get in the combine, whatever it might be. And we really value that. I've always valued that as a head coach. And it's hard enough to be a coach as it is. Our families are so selfless and so giving that when it's the weekend time, we're going to find ways to prep. But at the same time, I'm probably going to a fall harvest thing, I'm told, I think tomorrow morning somewhere. And I'm gonna do it with a good attitude because of that. And tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, Sunday evening, whatever it works for each coach, we're gonna put in things on our own. Everyone watches the film. I put together the kind of the scout and the scripts. What are the top, 10 to 12 looks we're gonna get from them, and make some notes. And then Monday we get film. We get together, we watch film and varsity group and a JV group, and we don't put pads on. We don't do anything else on Monday. It's just film. And we really get a good report, and we put our pads back on Tuesday, and we get after it.
All right. Sean Burks, again, head coach for the Ottoman Wheelers. I'm not surprised that you guys have been working on this for 5 weeks. Thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on the win, and we wish you the best here moving forward.
Thanks for the coverage all year long. Appreciate